Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 204 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about football. Specifically, we're going to talk about SEC football, and even more specifically, we're going to talk about a couple of games that happened this past weekend, including one that took place in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. How about it? We're also going to talk about some of Melanie's favorite things and a retreat thing that I did this week. It's going to be a ton of fun. So as always, thank you so much for being with us, and we hope you enjoy episode 204. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We don't have anything to talk about at all this week.
No. Did anything even happen?
Nothing happened. Nothing happened.
No. Anything that I should be aware of? Was there any sort of sporting event on this weekend that we would want to know about?
Let me tell you what. I don't even know. First of all, let me just get this out of the way. Let me just get this part out of the way. Today, I have been at a high school student leadership retreat.
Ah, God bless you.
And we've been trying to do this. This was the third time we've tried to do it because we've had bad weather the last few times. Mm-hmm. So we got it on the calendar for today, and we were trying to figure out a way that we could get we have a student government association, and then we have a thing called a service board. We were trying to figure out how we could get those kids in a place where we could plan, because of course we didn't get to plan this past summer.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to plan things like homecoming and all that.
Yeah.
And so we had decided to do it outside at Oak Mountain State Park, which is not far at all from our school, and really a beautiful state park. Anyway, I'm here to tell you that we had the most glorious weather because it was not super sunny. There was a breeze the whole time. Mm-hmm. It never got hotter than about 82 degrees.
Oh, delightful.
We spent most of the day in camp chairs with looking out toward the water. Mm-hmm. And then our picnic shelter where we serve lunch was on the water, but there were tons of picnic tables because, you know, we had to distance as we were, and we were happy to do that. But outside gave us a really good opportunity to distance. But we started off our day with hikes. Mm. And there were two hikes. There was one that went up to a summit called King's Chair that Alex did. And then I did the more scenic hike, which goes to this place called Maggie's Glen. But we did 4-mile hikes. And right before everybody got there this morning, I stepped on a crab apple. I was unloading my car, taking everything to the picnic shelter, and I stepped on a crab apple and had like 4 very matrixy seconds where I was like, am I falling? I think I'm falling. How do I stop from falling? And so, you know, I like to think I'm a little bit more nimble than I used to be. Mm-hmm. So I broke my fall with my hands, but when my hands hit, they slid and I skinned up my elbow. Now, it could have been way worse, right? I could have broken my foot or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm podcasting with 3 big neosporin bandages on my elbow. But I'm going to tell you what, it was a great day. It was so good to be with the kids. And I think it helped to go on a hike because it made me move my arm a lot as I walked.
Yes.
And,
you know,
so it didn't get to stiffen up like things do like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I do hate having, though, it's one of those things like there's nothing really worse than like a bad scrape or something like that. Cause I don't want to speak this over you, but it's the kind of thing that you get in bed tonight and it's like,
I know
you can't, you know, like where does it go?
Where does it go?
Yeah. How do you sleep with it? I just,
wake yourself up. I don't know.
Yes. I hate that. I really hate that. But at least you didn't break anything.
No. It, in the grand scheme of things, it was fine. We were, it was the best day. It was so fun to get to be with, we had 40, 45 students out there, and it was so fun.
Oh, I love that.
And those camps, you know, just to sit in a camp chair all day. That's not a bad day. Yeah.
No, that's a good day. Well, and I don't know. I mean, the weather here this morning, like we woke up and it's like there's a cool front, like a legitimate cool front, like enough wind that I had to take down my flag in front of the house. Like,
okay.
Like a full thing. And it's probably like in the 70s and it's dry. And it's like, oh, hello, fall. I mean,
hello,
like,
fall. And speaking of fall, we had something happen this past Saturday that we did not know whether or not it was going to happen, but it happened, and it was SEC football.
Oh, praise Jesus. I am going to tell you that I'm not even kidding. When I woke up Saturday morning and I said, "Dear Lord, thank you for Greg Sankey and his leadership and his ability to stay the course," because really, let's be honest, I feel like without Trevor Lawrence and Clay Travis and Greg Sankey, I don't know that college football would have happened this year. And I am thankful to each of them and what they brought to the table in terms of making it happen, because it was glorious.
Well, I texted you this at some point. I think Friday night we played a high school game in Huntsville, and one of our graduates who is on football team at Clemson was there because they had a bye this week. So we were visiting and catching up, and I said something about, well, you know, we can thank Trevor Lawrence for this whole situation.
Yeah.
And I said, would you please tell him that I consider him a hero? Which I'm sure that's the first thing that he did when he got back to school.
For sure.
But I will say I was almost dazed. I was so happy Saturday morning. And I told David, I was like, when was the last time I spent so much time on this end of the house, for one thing, in the den?
Yeah.
Because I don't watch a whole lot of television.
Yeah.
And so I was like, when was the last time I stayed down here this long? And then I was so happy with that Ole Miss Florida game. Like,
oh,
I'm going to tell you what, I was happy. I was real happy with Ole Miss's uniforms. I was real happy with their new, it's not even a powder blue anymore. It's a different blue. It's a good blue, and it looks real good with their helmets.
It does.
And I can say this as a Mississippi State fan, because really I have such affection for Lane Kiffin that it makes many parts of the rivalry fade away for me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because I was happy to see, I'm like, this is the most Lane Kiffin offense ever. Like, oh, I was so,
it was the bamboozled of offenses.
It was.
You remember when they played that game bamboozled on friends and nobody could keep up with it?
Yes.
Well, that's why there were a couple of times where I was just like, I think I respect that. I respect what just happened on that field. It was something else, and so fun to watch. And Florida is really good, by the way.
Florida is really good. And you know, it pains me because it's like I told you, like, I feel like you've been able to forgive Dan Mullen for leaving Mississippi State and you've moved on. But I said, Dan Mullen for me is like my best friend's ex-boyfriend, where like you can be like, it was fine, we had some good times. And I'm like, no, he's terrible. He's terrible. And he's a betrayer. And he left you, and I don't like him. I don't like his shoes. I don't like the way his face looks.
He had a much harder time with that than I have. I wish Dan Mullen nothing.
I know you do.
You know why I can do that now?
Well, I know why you can do it now.
You know why I can do that now, Mike Leach. Mm-hmm. But
you got the Pirates in town.
That's right. But I loved that game, and really Ole Miss played so well the first half. I mean, it's just Florida's just, I mean, they've got so much talent, just depth for days. But
yeah.
Everything from like Lane Kiffin getting off the bus wearing a baseball jersey.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something else. He wore, and I think this was a low-key troll that I appreciated, he wore a gold and purple neck gaiter the whole first half.
Yeah, he did.
And I'm going to be so curious, because we play Arkansas this next week, if it's not red and white for game two. Like, I think that's Lane Kiffin. I think that's a nod.
Yeah.
He's going to wear the colors of whoever State plays. I could be wrong. Be a little disappointed, honestly, if it doesn't happen.
But it was interesting. Well, I noticed because some people on Twitter were talking about the purple and gold neck gaiter, and they said dress for the job you want. And I was
oh. And then the prop, the money bag that you got, if you got an interception, which is such shade. I mean, it is such shade. I just like they had thought out the props.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was the combination of that being, and I had watched some of Auburn and Kentucky, but the combination of that being the first game I really watched and the thoughtfulness behind some of the, you know, behind the, and did you see the, you know, everybody's got the cardboard things in the seats.
Yeah. Yeah.
At Ole Miss, they had one that was Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just appreciated the laughs.
Hey everybody, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Hydrant, because staying hydrated is crucial for a healthy lifestyle. I have no doubt that someday Caroline will have my tombstone inscribed with, "She always made sure I was hydrated." But, like I always tell her, staying hydrated increases your brain power, it boosts your productivity, it prevents headaches, it increases your focus, it improves your skin and your mood, it helps your digestion, and it gives you energy, which is so important whether you're playing soccer or at the office or trying to wrestle your kids into bed at the end of the day. The issue is, how much water should you drink a day? 10 cups? A gallon? Nobody wants to drink a gallon of water, which is why we love Hydrant. It helps you hydrate faster. Hydrant has created a refreshing electrolyte powder that you mix directly into water to more efficiently and effectively hydrate your body. It hydrates you quickly and keeps you going for longer because it has four essential electrolytes that your body needs: sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc. It packs a punch to help your body hydrate fast and stay hydrated. Our personal favorite at our house is the iced tea lemonade flavor, because that's basically my favorite flavor for anything. You really need to try it for yourself to see what I'm talking about. It tastes great and it works. We've got a special deal for our listeners to save 25% off your first order. Go to drinkhydrant.com/bigboo or enter our promo code bigboo at checkout. That's drinkhydrant.com/bigboo and enter promo code bigboo for 25% off your first order. Again, that's drinkhydrant.com/bigboo and enter promo code bigboo to save 25%. Thanks to Hydrant for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast. And remember, Hydrant is where water meets wellness.
Yeah, I think it's so, I'm always excited for football season. And as weird as this one has been, number one, I've never been so grateful to see it actually happen. Number two, it's so interesting because like the beginning of that Georgia-Arkansas game, I was like, if this isn't proof that everybody hasn't really had a lot of time to get everything together, like what's happening? Like it was all so, you didn't know what was going to happen. You didn't know how it was all going to play out. And just in the lineup of games, I was like, oh, I could get used to this SEC schedule.
Seriously.
Because I was like, there's not a bad game on. Like, nope. it was like one good football game after the other. The fact that Kentucky has a wide receiver named Kavassier Smoke, I can't.
It's fantastic.
It's the best name in football. It's
fantastic.
Like when I first heard it, I was like, is that the announcer trying to be clever, like Smoke in the end zone? And I was like, no, his name is Kavassier Smoke, which is the greatest football name ever. It just was so good.
And I will say, like, the Ole Miss Florida game, just delightful. And I will say, I thought they looked better. I thought both teams looked better than you would expect first game out. Like,
I agree.
I didn't see a lot of rust there. Now, I had seen on social media maybe 2 days before the game, maybe it was the day before, that the Ole Miss players, the Ole Miss coaches had a baseball game.
Oh.
And the players were all there to watch and cheer on. And one of the Ole Miss coaches hit a home run and the team just exploded. And I thought, oh, they may be, you know, I'm such a fan of a team dynamic. Like,
yeah.
You know, like just like that leadership retreat today. I like the language of leadership. I like thinking about that. And I think they've got something going on there in terms of the kind of dynamic they're building, because just, I don't know, those players were in it.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Because I think what we've gotten is we've gotten an older and wiser Lane Kiffin, who's mm-hmm. been humbled it and probably mm-hmm. learned some hard lessons. And so I feel like he is not going to take for granted what he has now. And I think he really could build something. I know that that's, you know, is your arch rival, but I think he's going to build something good there.
Right. But I really like him. And so my nephew Beck and I were texting during some games, and, you know, he's a senior at Ole Miss right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I was just like, you know, there's something about the presence of Lane Kiffin that does a lot to diminish the darker side of that rivalry to me.
Yeah.
Just because there's just something about him that's super likable, and you really do want him to succeed. And I think because his humbling was so public when he was younger.
Yeah.
I don't know. And listen, I so wanted to go back in his old tweets and retweet some of those Sugar Boo inspirational note cards, but I didn't.
I know.
I didn't want to be divisive.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny. Yeah. So.
Well, and I think part of the reason that you're able to be so happy for Ole Miss or to feel good about it is because y'all had a pretty good situation. I'm going to say nobody saw what happened this weekend coming.
Here's what I'm going to say. Again, as somebody who loves to watch the behind the scenes leadership dynamics unfold, mm-hmm. I felt like there was a pretty good team dynamic, but just from watching a couple of interviews with Colin Hill and a couple of interviews with KJ Costello, who's our new quarterback. And honestly, knowing how competitive Mike Leach is and knowing that they have been in it, like
mm-hmm.
there are no off days with him.
No.
But even then, when in my life has State ever played a game where the quarterback never went under center?
Yeah, never.
Never. Mm-hmm. And when has State played a game in my life where we only had 9 rushing yards?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I could not get over it. I was so nervous because, mm-hmm. of course, when we started doing well, I was like, oh, when is it going to fall apart? When is it going to fall apart? It's going to fall apart. We're not going to be able to do this. So I'm going to tell you that I started to fry chicken.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hazel hates the vacuum, so I couldn't vacuum. And I had some chicken I needed to cook, and so that I had in buttermilk for a while. So I was like, I'm just going to fry this chicken. So I had the game on in the den and in the kitchen and was a nervous wreck. And then Alex had show choir. They had a big day of learning a bunch of stuff because, you know, he left his football game Friday night, got home super late, had to be at show choir practice early. He calls me as he's leaving show choir practice that afternoon, and he's like, how do I listen to the game in my car? I can't figure it out. And because he doesn't have like XM.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're just going to have to get home as safe mm-hmm. as possible.
Yeah.
He blazes in the back door. He plops himself down, and we were so loud.
Oh.
Hazel had forgotten what that was like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm still not over it. I still think, did that happen? And I know all the things that LSU had kind of working against them in terms of so many starters, and their top defensive guy went in the hospital the night before, apparently with some kind of reaction or something like that. And so it wasn't the same. And they lost Joe Brady, which I think is maybe the biggest piece of that puzzle.
Yes.
Joe Burrow.
Yes, for sure.
But golly, if the Bulldogs didn't come through. I mean, how many times during that game did you text me? Okay.
Yeah. Well, because I was not, it was a close enough game that, you know, you and I are the same, and that I didn't want to speak anything to. So I was like, I'm just going to, okay. Cause I'm like, then the universe could be like, it's just neutral. It's just a neutral statement. But
that's
like, I just kept watching and every time was like, okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Like I and see. Then
finally you came in, I think fourth quarter, and you said, y'all's offense is nimble.
Yeah.
And which on this past Saturday, it certainly was was crazy. And our receivers are so much better. Mm-hmm. Same guys, like mm-hmm. he played last year, but the receivers are, hold on.
Wow. Is that Mike Leach? Is he called?
Listen, I told David yesterday, I was like, you realize I have exercised great restraint because I still have Mike Leach's number in my phone. I'm not texted him.
You're better than me because I probably would have.
So I was so happy for them. I was so proud of our offensive line. Like KJ Costello had a long time to throw the ball.
Yeah.
And I was so impressed with him and his interview after the game.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Leach to me was just true to form, saying it was better than average day. You know, whole thing was fantastic. So as we do, when the game was over, I was so happy we won, but I was also so happy about how much I had to read.
Oh, well, yeah. I wondered, I was like, with it being a 2:30 game, I felt like maybe you still were able to sleep at some point because you had a kind of all day, the rest of the day to watch, to read all the stuff. But I was like, oh, Sophie's got so much ahead of her in terms of social media stuff.
I really did. Twitter, again, is at its best in football season. Twitter is a delight for football games. And so, but I read and read and read and read and read and watched some other games. But then I woke up yesterday at 5:45. Mm-hmm. Like, bring on the news.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did I miss?
Yeah. Well, because you've got to see what's everybody saying. What are they saying? Because, I mean, you know that Arkansas game is going to last 47 quarters this weekend. And so you got to be ready for that.
Hey, y'all. It's me taking a quick break to tell you about Pros. By now, you've probably heard me talk about Pros, the world's most personalized hair care. Well, I wanted to share a few updates since using the custom formulas that Pros sent me. Spoiler alert, I love it. I am so picky about the products I use. I know you know that if you listen to the podcast. I think you know that I study them, I analyze them, I determine if I think they're making a difference. And since I've been using Pros, I've noticed that my hair is shinier, it's smoother, and it doesn't look damaged on the ends, which is so important when you have longer hair like I do. I love using their hair mask once a week before I shampoo. It's made a noticeable difference in the health of my hair, and I love knowing I'm doing something good for my hair because I ask a lot of it between all the heat and the products that I use on a regular basis. Plus, I love the lavender mint smell of the mask, the shampoo, and conditioner. Pros knows there's more to you than just your hair type. Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. I love an online quiz to help formulate a product specific to my needs, so this was right up my alley. I love that Pros asks questions as detailed as where I live to determine what my water is like and how much exercise I get to determine how often I wash my hair. It's so thorough that I felt certain they would get my custom formula right for my hair. And they did. You can also personalize your fragrance, which is so great because that's another thing I'm picky about. I like my shampoo to smell a certain way. With their algorithm and over 50 billion formula combinations, Pros determines a unique blend of ingredients to treat your exact concerns. They also have a review and refine feature that lets you tweak your formulas for any reason, like a change of address or hair color or your diet. I haven't had to use this feature yet because my life is boring and not much has changed. And honestly, my formula has been so great, but it's nice to know that I can if something changes in my lifestyle or routine, or let's be honest, my hormones, because that also affects your hair. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. That is a deal. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/bigboo. That's PROSE.com/bigboo for your free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off.
I don't know what's going to happen. Of course I can't, but I know that Mike Leach got off our bus at Tiger Stadium with a coffee cup in his hand. Like he was going to go to the grocery store.
Yeah. He's going to work.
You know, I just, mm-hmm. I love how they, Kylin Hill is such a gifted running back, and I love how they found really fun, unique ways to work him into the offense.
Mm-hmm. So,
but like, I just I'm still, well, yeah. My goodness.
It was a good one. And I was so happy for y'all. I was so happy for Mike Leach because I just think that he is a great coach. I think he's one of the greats of the game, and I feel like he doesn't always get acknowledged for what he is, and to mm-hmm. see what he did in one off season that he didn't even get to have a real off season. I just mm-hmm. think it was really impressive. And so, and I loved the bookends because, you know, the last team to beat LSU before y'all did were the Aggies in the 7 overtime.
That's right.
That was the last time LSU lost a game. So I was like, I kind of like that too. That seemed poetic to me.
Now, but you know, I love the Tigers. I really do. So I was sad for Coach O. Yes. And I saw a little snippet on the SEC wrap up on SEC Network and of him, you know, just saying, this is on me. I got to coach better. And if I could, I would have given him a hug because.
Yes, I know.
Because he's a great coach and they have such incredible athletes and it's, you know, it's just, I think you just got to find a new identity, especially because Joe Burrow was such a big piece of that puzzle. And so.
That's it. They had a lot of, I mean, that was the team that everybody knew. I mean, they lost a lot of players. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, they really are starting over again. And I think that's hard, particularly at the quarterback position when you have a Joe Burrow, because I mean, you had one of the all-time greats and it's hard for somebody else to immediately step into that spot.
Well, you know, as nervous as I was, there was a point in the third quarter where LSU scored and then we immediately came back and scored like on the next play. And I started to feel like at that point, okay, here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to quit.
Yeah.
And I like KJ Costello's. I like his demeanor. I like his attitude with his receivers. I like the, I like his demeanor on the sideline. I noticed several times that Mike Leach went back. You don't really see head coaches get back to the bench and talk to players a lot. Usually the assistants are doing that, but I noticed a couple of times Mike Leach was back and had gone in. I saw there was a clip yesterday where he was talking to the team between the third and fourth quarter. And he was like, so when we win this game in 15 minutes, and I was like, oh, I like it.
Yeah.
So I like it. Now, as people kind of get a handle on what he's doing and what our team is doing, I know that that'll change how people defend and all that kind of stuff. But man, to come out of the gate and quarterback throws for over 600 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good day.
Yeah.
That's a good day. So
I'm going to tell you, had the opposite Saturday than what I had.
Because I texted you at one point when y'all's game was 7-5.
Yeah. Like it was a baseball game.
And said, how are we doing? Mm-hmm. And you sent me back a GIF that said, burn it all down. You were not happy. And I don't feel like this was the game that really maybe increased your enthusiasm for Kellen Mond.
It really didn't. It really didn't. And I'm going to say, here are several of my thoughts. Number one, I texted a friend and I said, I feel like Kellen has been our quarterback for the last 42 football seasons. Mm-hmm. Like, how many years of eligibility? And he could technically come back next year because of COVID.
Okay.
And I'm like, please, Lord, I can't have that happen. I'm sure he's fine.
A lovely person.
I don't get it. And I'm going to say, here's my biggest issue with that. Number one is I don't see the leadership on the field. And I feel like in that quarterback position, no matter how talented you may be, I feel like you also are such, you're by virtue of that position, you are a team leader. Mm-hmm. And I don't see a lot of that. I don't see a lot of fire. I don't see a lot of heart. I don't see a lot of like something. I don't know. I don't see a lot of stuff and I've never seen it. And I keep wanting to give them the benefit of the doubt because nobody wants to love an A&M quarterback like I do. Like I want to support you, but I have defended him. And I actually texted my friend Trevor during the game and I said, okay, I said, I apologize. You were right. Cause I've spent a lot of time defending him, but I just don't know that he is the quarterback. And I think we have these two young, really good quarterbacks behind him. And I'm like, what could it hurt? Like, what could it hurt to give them a shot and see? And it's where I can't figure out if Jimbo Fisher is just so stubborn that he's not going to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Kellen knows where Jimbo has hit a body. I don't understand what is going on. I said it. I said what I said. So I don't. And all that to say, I just don't know. And I think, and here's what bothers me the most, and I'm just going to say it because, you know, I'm about a sports culture and I'm about a mentality, is that in the press conference after the game, Kellen's comment was, I played a clean game. And I'm like, really? Did you though? Because I don't know that turning the ball over three times, fumbling the ball, I just don't know that he sees the field. I don't know what's going on. And maybe there's more to it than, I don't know. I'm just saying that's what I'm seeing.
And I'm just saying that if you can't score more than, you know, than that on Vanderbilt, which no offense to Vanderbilt, but nobody by any means is looking at Vanderbilt as being a powerhouse this year. All I'm saying is if I don't see anything better than that, in the words of Gully's stepdad Big, I think that by the second quarter next weekend, we're going to see how good Alabama's third string really is.
Goodness.
Because we got straight into that.
I think y'all's defense looked good, though. I think that I thought your defense played with some fire. I really did.
Especially
in the third and fourth quarter.
Yep. And I think we've got some really good, like we have some players I'm really excited about. I love Ananias Smith. I think he is fiery. He made a bad call on trying to run that ball out of the end zone, which resulted in a safety. But sure. I get it. He's excited. He's confident. At least, I mean, listen, take the chance. I don't even care. Like I like him. I think Isaiah Spiller is a future Aggie star, and I think he's doing great things. I love our defense. I think you see so many guys with like great leadership and great, but I think what's interesting is after the game is over, what I observe is everybody's kind of like doing their thing and lining up, and our players always get in formation and they saw varsity's horns off and do the whole thing. And so you see all these younger players that I really like, and you see them coming in and they're all, and Kellen was nowhere to be found. So it's like, where are you? Like, what are you doing? Like, I think that you've got to, I don't know. I'm sure he's a lovely person. I just don't know that he's the right fit for this team. And I get that with Jimbo, you're working with a Sumlin recruit and he was already there, but it's just, I don't know. Sometimes it'll be interesting to see if at some point in the season, if things don't get better, if you don't say, let's try something else. I'm also we've proven that we can run the ball. So why were we not running the ball a little bit more when it showed that our quarterback was having some issues holding on to the ball? That's what I'm saying.
So
I had a lot of thoughts.
You had a lot of thoughts. You had a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
But y'all won, which is good.
Did we?
Yeah,
we
did. You did. You started off.
Yeah, we did. It was
start off with a win.
It was a win. It was what did my friend Meredith? She texted me, and her younger brother used to play. He played for A&M back when we were there. And hold on, I'm going to find her text, because she said that he said that he could. Oh, that Coach Slocum used to say 50% of the teams in the nation came out with a W today, and we're just glad to be one of them. That was always Slocum's
coach. It's true.
It is true.
I mean, it beats losing, but I do understand what you mean. You want to see some leadership and some fire. There was a play in our game when I can't remember when exactly it was, but KJ Costello threw the ball to Kylan Hill, and I mean, just like a short little pass, but Kylan Hill ran this route where he ended up on the sideline, and at the end of that run, as he was running down the sideline, he lowered his shoulder. This is something like, I think when you see this, you go, oh, you got a little fire. He lowered that shoulder and like to block the guy who was coming at him. And I was like, okay, I saw that. Like Zach did that a couple of times, you know, where he just would lower his shoulder and block for somebody. And you like to see that kind of, not that Kylan's our quarterback, but you just like to see that kind of physical, like
you
getting
do.
After it kind of play. Yeah.
Well, and we had a play, I think it was in the fourth quarter, when Leon O'Neal, who I think is such a scrappy player and has worked so hard, and he's been such a leader to me, and he intercepted the ball and he was running it back, and a Vanderbilt player took him out kind of late hit on the sideline, and you saw immediately
that.
Like everybody started to kind of, but I was like, see, his team was ready to fight for him.
Yeah,
like
they were.
They were ready to fight for him. And I was like, that tells me who he is in the locker room, that they were all so quick to fight for him. And I don't see that same energy surrounding Kellen. And I, you know, listen, I don't know what's going on in the locker room. I'm just saying what I saw on television.
Well, maybe at some point you'll get to go in the locker room and just observe.
Maybe give
a pep talk. Maybe use some of the strategies and sayings that you've used with Caroline over the years.
Maybe so. I think probably if Jimbo listens to this, he'll probably be really anxious to have me in there. He'll really feel good about that. Hey everybody, it's me here to talk about my favorite obsession, Best Fiends. Because sometimes in the year 2020, I find I just need a break. I need to do something that gets my mind off of all the stresses of life.
That's when I like to play a few levels in Best Fiends, the 5-star rated mobile puzzle game. I love playing Best Fiends while Perry is watching TV because I usually have no interest in what he's watching, and it's a great way to pretend I'm listening while I'm not really listening. I'm currently on level 504 and not one bit sad about it. There is nothing as satisfying as moving to the next level and feeling like I've accomplished something while relaxing at the same time. It's basically the 2020 version of Needlepoint for me. Best Fiends is a great way to pass time when you're bored, waiting on hold for the cable company, sitting in a doctor's office, or whenever you just need a quick brain break. It's free to download and has literally millions of 5-star reviews on the Apple App Store and Google Play. And when Best Fiends says the fun never ends, they are not kidding, because there are over 5,000 levels and counting, which means I probably need to go keep playing right now. There's always another update, whether it's more levels or fun changes to the game. Just don't blame me if you end up kind of obsessed, because I blame Sophie for getting me addicted in the first place. But secretly, I'm glad that she did. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. You can download it today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Now I'm going to tell you who I was glad I wasn't this weekend. I was really glad I wasn't an Oklahoma Sooner.
Oh my gosh.
What a low. What a low.
I'm going to tell you. So I know we both texted with Retha, our friend Retha. Her husband is a huge OU fan. And they actually have a dog named Boomer. And when we were texting Saturday night, I asked her how her husband was. And she said, he's calling Boomer dog.
Yeah. To change the dog's name.
Just dog. Like, no Boomer.
And I so relate to that. I'm like, I get that, where you're so despondent because you're like, really? And then did you see Ben Rector was killing me on Twitter because he was like, oh, you, sorry, your season's over, but you had a good run. And I was like,
and then did you see the picture he posted of his twin? Yes. Where he's like, the boys are, and one was in an Arkansas onesie and one was in an OU onesie. Yes. Boys are learning the heartache of football.
I appreciated that. And then I will say that I was also, Gully and I felt like we had a humbling weekend that brought us back to what we know to be true, which is we were counting on Texas Tech. We really thought the Red Raiders were going to pull off that victory over the Longhorns. Like, they were up with 3 minutes left. All they had to do was field the onside's kick. And then it just all went to pot in the Longhorns, because I thought if the Longhorns could have lost that game and then you had OU lose, I was like, then essentially you've just wiped the Big 12 out of the playoff in weekend number one, which would have been glorious, but it didn't, it was not to be. It was more than the Red Raiders could be. And now I see that not only that, but we have media wants to now say that Texas is the number three team in the nation. And I'm like, really? Because they barely beat Tech. And they scored like 65 points. And so that tells me there's some defensive problems for sure. But
so you're not in the same place with Texas that I am with Ole Miss right now. You're not.
I'm really not. No, because the Aggies aren't in a good place. And somebody did say, and I think it was last season on Twitter, where somebody said, can't wait for another season so the 7-5 Aggies can argue whether or not they're better than the 7-5 Longhorns. And I was like, that's kind of where both of us are right now. We're just steeped in mediocrity. And so I can't really be that happy for them right now.
So y'all have a really easy game coming up this weekend because y'all play in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. I don't know what could possibly go wrong.
Well, you know, the Aggies always stay not far from our house because they typically stay in Birmingham. I don't have any reason to think they will this year. I imagine there are probably plenty of hotel rooms in Tuscaloosa I don't know how that all works, but but you never know. You never know.
You never know. It's my friend Casey. She messaged me this morning and said, do we think it's possible that this was all a ruse to really throw Saban off? I said, let's go with that. I think that's we're just going to really catch Saban off guard because he's going to think we weren't anything to worry about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I like to live in that place, which just tells you that optimism reigns supreme, because somewhere in my mind, I've convinced myself of that. Like, maybe we just were waiting to really show what we can do on offense to Alabama next weekend.
Keeping it basic. Strategy. Not wanting to show your cards too soon. Mm-hmm.
It was a strategy. Well, and we did laugh because we said, and listen, I like Jimbo Fisher, but we laughed because at halftime when they were like, Coach Fisher, what do you think about the first half? And he's like, well, it's terrible. It was terrible, whatever. And Perry said, have you ever noticed how much weight Aggie coaches gain? Like it's at the stress eating is just another level. And that to me tells you.
I can't think of what would be more stressful than being a college football coach, honestly. No. I don't know what, especially in with everything that's happened this year, you know, in terms of are we playing, are we not playing, are we playing, are we not playing?
Yeah.
I just think it would be demanding to say
you've got to, you've got to keep all these players like quarantined and whatever. Mm-hmm. I was happy to see, so Gully's son was at the game because he's a student, and then her husband and her younger son went to the game. And then, but she said that they let the band marched in, like they marched into the stadium like they do, but then they couldn't play at halftime, obviously, because I think that's part of the deal. But they had recorded, apparently they had played at halftime, or they had played on Wednesday and they had recorded it. And then they played it on the big screen during halftime.
I saw that. Yeah.
And she said that her husband said, who Dave South was one of our announcers for a long time for all the sporting events. And he said, it looked like Dave South had recorded that on his phone.
Oh,
and they put it on.
Bless it.
Poor child. I know.
I hate it for the bands. I really do. I don't like the stadiums not being as loud. Mm-mm. And listen, you want to talk about something that could have been a game changer for the Mississippi State LSU game is if that stadium had been full.
For sure.
You know,
sure.
I just, yeah. I don't, it's, but I'm happy to take what we can get right now. Yeah. And so that's all fine.
Now, did you think listening to it from watching from home, do you think that were they piping in sound? Do you think there was sound that they were piping in on the broadcast? Because I felt like they were pretty loud, more so than I would have thought. But I thought, I wonder if some of this is piped in sound.
Oh, I for sure thought they were. It just piping in sound for the broadcast. I don't think they could hear it in the stadium, but I think that we got the benefit of that.
I agree
that for sure.
That's what I thought too. So, so anyway, how did you cope during the game? Did you cook chicken? Anything
fried
else?
Chicken. I folded a lot of clothes. I did laundry. I don't know. I just, like I said, I couldn't vacuum because of Hazel. Mm-hmm. Which that's always a tricky. But Hazel had forgotten how loudly we scream, and mm-hmm. so we had some adjustment there as well. Probably could have given her a nerve pill before 2:30, but it was okay.
Yeah, maybe you can give me one before 2:30 this week.
Maybe so. Hey, y'all, it's me taking a quick break to let you know about an incredible opportunity to be a part of an event with two of the Big Boo Cast very favorite people, Beth Moore and Travis Cottrell, our very own Fry Daddy. On Saturday, October 10th, from 8:30 a.m. to 3:15 p.m. Central Time, you can watch the Living Proof simulcast with Beth Moore and worship with Travis Cottrell. And if you can't watch on that date or time, don't worry, because there's unlimited access until December 10th, 2020, so you can watch whenever you want, at your convenience, in your pajamas, if you want to. The theme for the simulcast is Becoming Praying Women, faithful, effectual, fierce, meeting this unprecedented time with unprecedented prayer. And I don't know about you, but it's never been more evident that we need to be women of prayer in these unprecedented times. Because y'all, I'm not sure we're going back to anything precedented. And prayer, especially right now, is honestly the best way to remember that God has it all in His hands. You can watch by yourself or with a small group. And even if your small group can't meet in person, you can all watch together digitally and set up a Zoom call to chat during breaks and after the event, compare notes, talk about what's going on and what you've learned. Personally, I plan to watch in my pajamas with a cup of coffee and maybe a cinnamon roll while I alternate between watching SEC football. It's $20 per person, but the promo code BIGBOO5 will get you $5 off your ticket, making it just $15. Again, the promo code is BIGBOO5 will get you $5 off your ticket, making it just $15. You can sign up at www.lifeway.com/LP simulcast. Again, that's www.lifeway.com/LP simulcast.
Alex ended up, he left and went to a friend's house to watch the fourth quarter, and then they were watching a movie after and took his cowbell. I didn't know he took his cowbell, but then my friend Steph texted and said, I can hear Alex's cowbell in the den. So he apparently not just took it, but he rang it.
I love that.
He was in it. So I, you know, but mainly it was just laundry. chicken. I cooked a lot of chicken. And just, you know, tried to grit it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, kudos to the Mississippi State Bulldogs. I think they were the big winner of the weekend. I think they really were. I think that was the biggest, I mean, K-State maybe beating OU, but I think Mississippi State, I think that was just such a great, what a great start to the Leach era. Yeah. I felt like that was really good.
So happy for him. I also, on Saturday, I lit my, you know, one day when we were recording the podcast, I ordered one of the Pickwick and Company candles, the one that you like, the leather, tobacco, yes, and woods. And I lit that Saturday morning. And so I think that's going to be my official scent of the 2020 college football season, because it carried us through with the Bulldogs.
Yep.
And it smells so good.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, it really is. It's but different than anything else I can remember having in terms of a candle, but I really liked it. So
yeah.
Anyway, so I just tried to be optimistic, and I will say I missed us running a little bit though. Like I'm so happy about how it all went, but it was a little bit, I don't know, it was an adjustment to watch us play and constantly throw the ball. It was different, but I'll take it, you know?
I think you got to have the throwing game to open up the running game. It all goes hand in hand. So it'll be interesting to see how the SEC defenses have to learn to adapt to having a Mike Leach style offense. I think it's going to be a new thing. Everybody's going to have to, because I think that's part of why Sumlin came out and was so successful with Johnny, is I think everybody, it was different than what the SEC had seen, and nobody was expecting it or knew how to adjust to it. And then I think it became this thing of like, you know, then by year two, they had kind of figured it out a little bit.
Right.
So
anything else going on with y'all that you can think of?
No, what did we do? We went to dinner with some friends Friday night. Saturday, I was home by myself most of the day and just watched football and did laundry. And I was so happy. I was just, I was just so happy. I made some snickerdoodle bars. Because my people really like snickerdoodle cookies, but you know, the cookies are time consuming because you have to roll each one in the cinnamon and sugar. And so I made these snickerdoodle bars, which are kind of like brownies, but snickerdoodle. And then you sprinkle the cinnamon sugar over the top, and they were good, but Perry thinks they're too thick. They really aren't that thick, but it's like, it's too much cookie and not enough cinnamon sugar. And so I noticed today that he's gone through and he's like cut the bottoms. He's cut them in half and just eating like the top half.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay.
Of all the bars.
He made his preference known on that.
He did. So maybe if I can find a way to make them a little thinner next time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So anyway, I did that. And then Sunday we went to church, and then Caroline had soccer yesterday. And so, she's still kind of coming back. She's still coming back from her ankle, and we're figuring that out. And so she came back, and then after the game, she was I noticed, I was like, she's not moving like she normally does. Like, I can't figure out and so I was like, when it was over, I was like, is it your ankle? And she's like, no, I think I broke my big toe.
Are you kidding me?
No. And I'm like, when did that happen? And she goes, I don't really even know. And so I think on assessment, we don't think it's broken. I think she jammed it somehow. I know. So she's going to get these shots in her ankle mid-October that are supposed to help. And so I was like, maybe we can, and it's on that same foot. So I was like, maybe we could just ask that doctor if he could just start at the knee and just move all the way down. Like,
can you just check it all out?
Yes. Cause we went to see the doctor, I guess it was last week, and he was like, well, we could do this or this or this. And I was like, look, we just have to get her to May. I said, she's not wanting to play in college. I said, we're just trying to make sure she can play till May. That's all she wants. And he was like, okay, well then here's what we'll do. So we'll see.
Bless her heart.
I know. But you know, it's like Perry said, the thing I love about Caroline is she is such a scrappy player, and she isn't afraid to go head to head with anybody. And Perry's like, I don't know when she's going to learn that all 110 pounds of her can't take on the 170 pound girl.
Right. That there may be some physical consequences to that.
It's just physics. Perry's like, it's just physics. Like, it's...
Mm.
So she's like the, she's like a little terrier. She doesn't know her size. She's not going to let it limit her, which I appreciate. But sometimes from a standpoint of our medical deductible, I wish right. she would be more aware.
Right. Yeah. That mm-hmm. might be helpful. Mm-hmm. Well, so, it's your week to have favorites. Do you have favorites this week?
I do have favorites this week.
By the way. What? You know, I've been using my Revitalash now for a few weeks.
Oh, and?
I think it's working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Give it like 6 weeks. I'm telling you, you're going to see a big difference. You're going to be real pleased.
I think it's working. So mm-hmm. yeah, I thought about that this morning. I mean, we were starting with next to nothing. So I'm not mm-hmm. saying like, I don't look like I have lash extensions. I just occasionally have a few lashes that show up and this is progress. So
yeah, no, I'm saying it'll just keep on because you're going to be surprised. It's a good okay. one. So,
okay.
Cause I, you know, it's funny because I had, you know, I had switched to the new lash and then I decided it wasn't working as well. So I went back to my Revita brow, which I do use on my brows and lashes.
Right. That's what I'm using.
Okay. And then I had thought, I was like, maybe I wonder if it just gets to a point where like none of that stuff works for you anymore. If you use it a certain amount of time, you build up a thing. But I think that's been probably a month ago and like my lashes are so much better with the Revita lash.
Okay.
It made a big difference. So okay.
I'm going to go put some on after we finish recording this.
Okay. So here are my favorites this week.
Okay.
Number one is a clothing item. I know that comes as no surprise. I found it via Laura Godfrey, who is a fashion Instagrammer that mm-hmm. I follow. Cute little mom, I think in Atlanta. But she posted about this. It's a Goodfellow and Company, which is Target brand, quilted pullover. Now, here's the key. Oh. It's in the men's section. It's a men's sweatshirt. So it's a it's like one of those quarter like snap fleece sweatshirts, like a Patagonia kind of thing.
Yes.
But it's kind of quilted. I immediately went to Target. It's $29.99. It's under $30. It comes in, I'm going to tell you, it comes in black. It comes in cream. It comes in blue and it comes in like a light taupe. And maybe it came in a gray, but I see the gray is out of stock online, but they may have it in your store. It's so soft. It's like the perfect weight. I got a medium in the men's. And so like, it's long enough, like that you can wear it with leggings, like throw it on and wear it with leggings. I actually like it better than my Patagonia that I have.
Okay.
And it is just the perfect for like soccer mornings, for running around, for like when I'm going to work out, I could wear it with jeans. Cause it's not like too oversized. It's just the perfect kind of length. And I noticed when I looked online that online, it also comes in big and tall sizes. So if you're super tall and you wanted it maybe longer, right. you could even do that. But I mean, I'm like 5'6" and the medium is plenty long enough that I can wear it with leggings. And I do notice that regular sizes, it does go up to a 2XL. So you could get it kind of as roomy as you wanted it to be.
Okay.
But I really like it. Like, I'm like, oh, I will wear that all the time this fall and winter.
Okay. I'm trying to find it online, but I can't find it.
Look, I just put the link is on our Google Doc.
How convenient.
Yeah. And so you can find it.
I just want to see it.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
It's cute. And I will say it's even cuter in person because you see more of the quilting kind of in person.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I got it in the light taupe, which is really kind of more of a cream color. Just because I don't know that
I could wear the light taupe. I didn't copy the link right. Okay. But the blue sounds intriguing.
Yeah. The navy blue. It's just a really good kind
of. That's cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like an all purpose. So anyway, that was a good, because I was like, that's the kind of stuff I'll wear all the time. So that is my number one favorite this week.
Okay.
My number two, which I just got shipped, just delivered the ingredients to make, and I've been waiting for the weather to cool off even a little bit to make it. I'm making Family Savvy's spicy hamburger soup.
I love it. It's one of my favorites. It's so delicious.
It's so good. Oh my gosh. It's so good. I make it with the spicy V8. It's got a little bit of spice to it. It's like an elevated vegetable beef soup. Like my people love it. I make it with cornbread. It's so good.
Yeah, I 100% agree. It is. I like the spicy V8 in it too. And but it's not super hot. It just has a little bit of a kick to it.
Yeah.
So it's delicious.
Yeah. It's a little
hearty and good.
It is. And I've decided I like, okay, so last week I made a pot roast and it was that one that where you put like the ranch dressing mix and the Italian dressing mix and whatever. Mm-hmm. And all I had was spicy ranch and I ended up using the spicy ranch. And I'm going to tell you, I was like, oh, it turns out I like all my stuff with a little bit of a kick because that made my roast so much better to me because it had just a little bit of a kick to it, which I thought made it really good.
Delicious. I think Alex is getting home from football. That's why Hazel's barking.
It's very exciting. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe it was the spicy hamburger soup.
Well, she would be excited about that too.
So my third thing was I got in the car today and I was on my way to Brent's to go work out. And I was like, I put on Spotify and I was like, I need something. Like, I was like, I don't know what I want to listen to. I don't know what playlist I want to listen to. So all of a sudden I saw it had popped up in my Made for Melanie Schenkel category. You know, it'll make you like a weekly mixtape or whatever. Yes. It had made me a playlist that it called a time capsule.
Okay.
And it said, we made you a playlist with songs to take you back in time. So I thought, I'm going to turn this on and just see what it is. I had no idea because I was like, is this one of those where like it's songs that I've listened to a lot in the past? Like, how does it work? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you the first song that came on was Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe.
Okay.
The second song that came on was Candy Girl by New Edition.
I haven't heard Candy Girl in forever.
No, in forever. The third song was Dreams by Van Halen. Then Gypsy by Stevie Nicks. And then You Look So Good in Love by George Strait. And
It has made me feel seen.
It has made me feel loved. Mm-hmm. It has made me wonder, like, has it read my old diaries? Like, how does it, like, I'm sitting here looking through it. It's got no, so it's got Feels Good by Tony. No Sleep Till Brooklyn by the Beastie Boys.
Uh-huh.
And then Poncho and Lefty by Merle and Willie.
Oh my and goodness.
And then You're the Inspiration by Chicago.
Well, you know, I'm an crazy Apple Music person. And every single week, you know, it makes me four different playlists. It makes mm-hmm. me a favorites, which is stuff that's actually in my library. It makes me a new music playlist. It makes me a chill playlist. And it makes me a get up playlist, which is upbeat. Mm-hmm. I listen to each one of those every week. I make time because it knows me better than I know myself. My Apple Music does. It just knows. Yes. It knows what I like. It understands me. It's a thing of beauty.
Because I'm like, nobody would say, hey, let's make a playlist and let's put Old School New Edition and LL Cool J and then also Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson in The Counting Crows. You know, like, but I'm like, that's my genre. That's mm-hmm. what I like. Mm-hmm. And so I've got Billy Joel on there. It's got Earl Thomas Conley on there.
Oh, my word.
I'm saying Spotify did a deep dive into my psyche is what I'm telling you.
Yes, and they did.
I really loved it. And so that's been my favorite today. I plan to continue to listen to it while I make dinner tonight. Okay. The fourth thing is, and I know I've mentioned this a million times, but people ask about it all the time, is my Opal ice machine, which is my sonic ice machine. It's on my mind right now because it needed to be cleaned. Like, you probably have to clean it like once every 6 weeks. And sometimes I'll go longer, which is a mistake because San Antonio, we have really hard water. Mm-hmm. And so I knew last night I could always, like, you can kind of, it's always running in the background and you can kind of hear it, but it starts doing this. And I was like, oh, it's time to run some vinegar through old Opal. So she's in the midst of a vinegar rinse right now, but God, I love that ice machine so much. People have asked me if it's worth it, if it has lasted, if it's still good, if I still mm-hmm. like it. And yes to all of those things. It is totally worth it. It's worth the money. We've had ours almost 3 years now. I love it. Somebody had even emailed me and asked about a good birthday gift for his wife. And I said, if you really love her, you'll get her this Opal ice machine if she's an ice person.
So how often do you have to put water in it?
If I don't get any ice out of it, but I do every day, then you don't. Like, that's the nice thing. It's like, for when it just kind of takes care of itself. But probably there's a blue light that comes on. So if I scoop like enough ice out of it to fill a cup, then I just have a measuring cup that I keep there and I'll just dump water back in.
Okay.
So it's just kind of a, you know, once a day it's like your Keurig coffee pot. You just kind of refill it. So,
okay.
So anyway, so that's that. And then my last thing, this is slowly, if you've been following a pattern, I've been slowly adding things to my kitchen that I've needed. I had noticed that all of our bowls were chipped.
Okay.
From our everyday, just, we have a Pottery Barn Emma dishes that I think I got like the week after Caroline was born. to replace my poppies on blue that I had registered for when I got married.
Which, if you've never Googled poppies on blue, do that. And yes. Or I'll even put a link up, because it does not look like you to me at all.
No.
Like not even the tiniest little bit. It does not look like you.
It was the me that I thought the married me was going to be.
Sure.
I don't, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. And you know, Gully got married like 2 months after me, and our friend Height, who is such a style guy, mm-hmm. helped her register. And like, when I saw what she had gotten, I was like, oh, that's what I should have gotten. Like,
right.
I mean, like all white and basic and fiesta wear. And I was like, oh, I was like, this is why you don't go with your mother-in-law to register. You know what I mean? Like, I love my mother-in-law, but I registered like I was her instead of like I was.
Right. Him. So. I think Marion also had poppies on blue. I feel like she got poppies on blue.
It was big.
Mm-hmm, it was all the rage in the 90s. It really was.
It was. But because the thing was, is when you went to Dillard's to register, it was one of like six patterns. And I think it was the one that felt the most. You're like, well, this looks good. But yeah, it wasn't, I'll tell you. So I ordered these. I'd been looking at Anthropology, always has super cute bowls. But I thought, I'm going to go on Amazon and see. So I ordered these, and we'll put a link to them. But they're like, the brand is like Annovera. You know how Amazon has these weird brands. Annovera cereal bowls. And it's a set of six. And they're just super cute and bright. And they're different colors. Like the inside is different colors than the outsides. And they just have all these cute little patterns. And they look very Anthropology-esque. And they are the perfect size they're kind of wide but shallow. But they're the perfect size for cereal. They're a great size for ice cream. I made blackberry cobbler the other day, and we had people over. It was a great size to put cobbler and ice cream in.
Those are just really cute, and they do look very Anthropology like.
Yeah, they're just super cute. So if you need some bowls, I highly recommend. They're just like them.
I was excited about soup. You put soup and put it in this bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So, and this week I mocked you for your soup, but you see that soup is on my list this week. Mm-hmm. So
you're also excited about soup.
Yeah. Yeah. We could talk or not talk. We both like soup.
We both like soup. We could talk or not talk for hours.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, what a week.
What a week. What a week. And here's the thing. We get to do it all over again.
We do. State plays Arkansas. A&M plays Alabama.
Yep.
And we're going to be back next week to talk about those things.
Yep, we will. All the things.
All right, y'all. Well, thanks so much for listening.
Yep. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.